Thanks to everyone for coming out. Delighted to see this turnout this morning. And let me first thank my friends from the legislature for joining me here today. Senator Vogel, Representatives Brenz and Deacon. I am authorized to say as well that Senator Maida Coleman, who yesterday told my office that she thought she could be with us to join us, forgotten she had a Children's Trust Fund board meeting this morning, and is associating herself with our remarks this morning and endorsing the message and the call that we will make here today, which, by the way, I will be repeating at the Wainwright State Office Building at 1:30 this afternoon with a bipartisan cast of state lawmakers in support. Earlier this morning, I sent a letter to Governor Blunt's office urging him to convene a special session of the Missouri legislature immediately following the general election, or as soon as reasonably practical thereafter, so that we can provide important funding for Missouri seniors and low-income citizens. As the Lieutenant Governor of our great state, I serve as the official advocate for Missouri's senior population, a set of responsibilities I try to take very seriously, even as I try not to take myself seriously. And in that capacity, this spring and summer and fall, I have conducted a statewide tour of countless dozens Missouri senior citizen centers and long-term care facilities to hold senior town hall meetings. At these forums, we discussed a number of senior issues ranging from health care to prescription drug assistance that we're providing to over 182,000 Missourians through the MoRx plan that I chair, to the ever-increasing costs and pressure on all our budgets from energy. But there was one issue that really kind of emerged this summer during my visit with Missouri seniors, and that was the anticipated sharply higher cost of winter heating bills. Many seniors across our state live on fixed incomes, and being prepared to pay skyrocketing heating bills on the order of 30% higher is something that has raised tremendous concern in every corner of this state, urban and rural. As we all know, energy prices are extremely volatile. This summer, heating costs were projected to be 30 to 40% higher than last year, that is, for this winter. And right now, that figure is still, with some recent easing of cost pressures, that figure is around 25%, and still an enormous increase for fixed-income Missourians. So with that in mind, I began an early initiative, which I launched in inner city Kansas City this summer at the Guadalupe Center, called Keep the Heat On. This program packages information for Missouri residents on becoming more energy efficient and preparing for the winter heating bills ahead. And links to Keep the Heat On are on my website at ltgov.mo.gov. That's ltgov.mo.gov. Now, the state of Missouri has been actively involved for the last number of years in providing financial assistance for elderly and low-income Missourians. In fact, we've been funding UtiliCare, which I'm referring to here, at levels never before seen the last year or two. These funds are made available through Missouri's UtiliCare program and LIHEAP, Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program. Each year, when the Missouri legislature convenes in January, one of the first supplemental budget requests that both houses deal with are the funds for UtiliCare. This year, $103 million is available for helping Missourians. While our efforts each year have been genuine, they have fallen short of in providing help, all the help that is truly needed. And providing this money to low-income Missourians in February is nice, but with energy costs as they are, it is too late to have the effect that is needed. So with that, today I am joined by friends in the House and Senate, as I said, several of whom could not be with us here on this spot today at this moment, to call on Governor Matt Blunt to convene a special session of the Missouri legislature in order to provide this critical heating assistance to seniors and low-income Missourians before the harshest months of the winter. We believe that a date after the election, the election, after all, being only 19 days off, is appropriate to allow us time to provide these funds and to dilute any political ambitions if this session were held before the election. There are also two other facets of high energy costs that must be addressed during the special session. First, and extremely important, is weatherization. According to the Alliance to Save Energy, many Missourians' heating bills will increase dramatically this year, and on average, Missourians should prepare to pay an additional $150 to $200 to heat their homes this winter, and many may pay even more. Weatherizing Missouri homes is another step we must take to ensure that we begin to become more energy efficient. Fortunately, there is assistance here. DNR has been a proponent and leader in further weatherization programs throughout Missouri. At this time, $12 million is available for this program. Today, we are calling for lawmakers to double those funds to $25 million during this special session to help weatherize the homes of Missouri seniors and other low-income Missourians during some of the highest cost months we will see. I would also like to take a moment to praise Missouri's utility companies such as KCP&L, Ameren, City Utilities in Springfield, and Missouri Co-ops, which, despite rising regulated costs, have found ways to provide energy conservation and weatherization services, in many cases free of charge to their customers. To give you one example, I was doing that town hall at Guadalupe Center in downtown or in inner city Kansas City this summer, and there were, unbeknownst to me, two or three staff folks from KCP&L, and they were kind enough to raise their voices and say that they will come out to a home, in the case of KCP&L, and see that the programmable thermostat is installed free. That's free for the hardware and also free installation, and that's a step toward energy efficiency and savings. So I encourage all Missourians to talk to their utility providers about becoming more energy efficient. I would also encourage all Missourians, if you don't live in an area where the utility will pick up that cost, to invest in a small amount of money in a programmable thermostat that can help control your heating costs. Now, the final, and not least in importance, the final facet of our proposal today would benefit school districts throughout our state. Because of these rising energy costs, principally for transportation, but not solely for that, school districts are having a difficult time coping with the cost of fuel. From what we're seeing right now, school districts across Missouri do not have the funding necessary to continue to provide services with the current cost of diesel. So during this special session, we will request that lawmakers address this issue and ensure that our schools have the funding they need. And I want our superintendents and school boards across the state to join me in communicating with their state lawmakers and interested citizens in helping us address this. So in conclusion, this special session is about acting now. Oftentimes, political interests or one variety or another of infighting get in the way of good decisions. But today we come together as a bipartisan group, both here in Jefferson City and this afternoon in St. Louis, to urge the governor to act now in helping Missouri seniors and low-income Missourians during the winter months. It is our hope that he will give our request the most sincere consideration. And I would now like to welcome my friends up to the microphones to make some remarks.
I'd like to thank Lieutenant Governor for his leadership on this issue. I live in Jefferson City, and I'm not a big proponent of special sessions. In 18 years of public service, I think we've averaged one every 3 or 4 years. However, any information that you currently hear or read about the significant cost of energy, especially to our seniors on fixed incomes and our poor, is going to become reality. And I think this is an opportunity for once to get ahead of the curve instead of reaction. We were reactionary to the floods, Mother Nature in 93 and 95, and in many cases, special sessions are after the fact. And the fact that we're here on a beautiful fall day, I think is a good faith, nonpartisan effort to address the issue on the front end, and I'm happy to lend Lieutenant Governor Kinder my support.
Well, I too want to voice my support for the Lieutenant Governor's request of the Governor for a special session. You know, we live in extraordinary times right now with unprecedented things happening in the market and very much uncertainty going on throughout the country and throughout the world. So I think it makes sense to get ahead of the game here, have this special session before January, before the true tough economic time or the true cold weather times are here. And it also makes sense to do it right after the November election. So we avoid any partisan politics that may play into this for election purposes. So I'm very proud to support Lieutenant Governor Kinder in this effort.
I, too, would like to thank Lieutenant Governor for bringing this to the table. I think it's a very good idea. As you noticed this morning, there's a little Christmas in the air. It seems like winter's not too far away. And it seems like one of the first things we do every year, or the past few years, was to pass a bill for Utilicare to help these people. I don't know why we have to wait until January and February to do this. Why can't we do it in November and get this thing passed and let's start taking care of these people? We have three classes of people that we need to be taken care of and that can all be affected by this. These are senior citizens, young children, and disabled people. And those are the people a lot of times who can't afford that bill. So therefore, in the mood of helping them, I want to show my support to Lieutenant Governor. I think this is a great idea and something we need to get on with and do it right away. Thank you very much.
Questions for any of us?
How receptive has the Governor been to your request? Assuming you've spoken to him about it.
I spoke to him briefly last night. He said he would take it under advisement. He's going to issue his own response, so I don't want to characterize the response. He's not hostile. And my staff has been talking to his staff about it.
Members of the legislature, you mentioned Mayor Coleman, important to have both sides on board, obviously. Have you noticed that there is an openness to this idea from both?
Yes. Senator Coleman, I don't think I can say that she was speaking for the entire minority caucus that she heads, but she, as I said, authorized me to add her name to this list. She wanted to make it this morning, could not make it, but associates herself with this call. And in just sort of anecdotal sampling with members of the minority party in both houses, there is a lot of support. I'm going to be joined by at least two or three Democrats at my press conference at 1:30 at the Wainwright Building in St. Louis.
You each touched on it. Why this year?
Well, this year, because we've seen the unprecedented spike in energy prices that are putting a strain on every budget. The state budget is no different, but household budgets is what we're concerned about here today. The state did end the fiscal year with a cash reserve of $800+ million. So we're saying let's get ahead of this challenge for household budgets, for our neediest seniors and our most vulnerable part of our population, and help these folks out. I can't speak to that right now. I can tell you that we did not know the full extent of the energy spike last spring. It continued this summer when petroleum hit $147 a barrel. And that's when the issue really came to the head between, I'd say, May, June, July, August, into September. And I would remind you that the state, I repeat, has been funding Utilicare the last few years at levels never before seen. And so the commitment has been there, and we're just stepping it up now.
You know, there have been supplemental bills for the last 3 years.
That's correct.
Why not? Should there have been special sessions ahead of that in the past?
No. We have unique circumstances this year, as I've said twice now, with the energy spike. Well, tell that to pressed household budgets who've been paying almost $4 a gallon recently for fuel. It stretched all of our budgets, mine included. And the need will continue to be there. I mean, in the case of the school districts, to take one example, they're out huge sums for these energy costs, and they've gone in the hole on their budget. So have local governments, so have many households. And when you're on a fixed income, you're glad to have the effective analogy to a tax cut that the recent fall in energy prices amounts to. But we're in volatile markets that may be back above $100 in a few weeks.
I know you want to avoid the appearance of being political, but aren't you concerned that Sam Page is going to see this as being political? You're holding an event on the steps of the Capitol 19 days before the election.
Well, people will make of it whatever they want to. I can't stop that. And, you know, I can't help it that I happen to be in office when this challenge is faced, and I'm making a sincere call in a bipartisan fashion for action. And my opponents, all three of them, will make of it whatever they'll make of it.
What would you like to see done with the diesel on that issue? What, do you have a policy in mind that you'd like to see done?
I think I don't have a program to lay out here. I think working with the School Boards Association, with superintendents and school boards across the state, we can come up, and with DESE, we can come up with a reasonable package of assistance for them.
There was a proposal that Maynard Wallace was pushing during the legislative session relating to that issue. Can you support that proposal?
Maynard Wallace would be one of the first people I'd turn to since he's a former school superintendent.
So the proposal that the legislature turned down in the spring, you would support that?
Some version of it, yes, some version of it. We've spoken with Senate Majority Leader Shields, and my staff may have talked to some leaders in the House about this aspect of it. We primarily focused on the heating assistance for households and seniors.
Were they supportive of it?
Senator Shields is, and other leaders have been as well.
Any other questions?
Thank you all.
Thanks.